everybody else out there.
Yeah. Like I said, my footprint is UHF, been UHF forever. So VHF, HF, 7 and 800 stuff that you can do, 900 stuff you can do. Don't want to go that far. And you're talking about law enforcement. Yeah, I grew up in St. Clair Shores, and I've known a lot of law enforcement personnel that have come and gone. Scanners was my thing, and you might be a little too young to remember crystal scanners where you had to buy those little things that were the size of a chiclet, stick them in a little box, and turn it on, and the little lights scan like the front of the kit car, and you're listening to all your local city, municipalities, police, and fire departments. So that's how radio started more with me with scanners before, of course it was TV in the 70s, but real serious communications came for me with scanners and law enforcement communications and things like that. So that's how I got into it. As far as being a cop, I would have never become a cop, even though I was interested in it. And all these guys that helped me get my licenses and my tickets and my equipment, a lot of the people in the Shores Police Department were we'll help you get it because, it's all different now. You got academies, you got to get a degree, you have to get a law enforcement degree. That's what goes on today. But back in the day, it's like trying out for the school basketball team. And it was totally different back then. But, there's an oral part of the test, and it's like, scenarios and things like that. And I was just one of these guys that would have shot first and then asked questions later, And it's like, man, why did you shoot me? I said, you robbed the bank. You going to call for an ambulance? No, I need for you to tell me that you answer the question. Why'd you rob the bank? But man, I'm bleeding out here. I don't care. If you didn't rob the bank, I wouldn't have shot you, but you still got to answer the questions kind of a thing. That was my mentality. Shoot first, ask questions later.
Hey, TMR.